This fall, Congress reauthorized a lucrative tax credit that encourages private companies to invest in renewable energy projects. But the most ambitious of these ventures, a 24-square-mile wind farm off Cape Cod called Cape Wind, has encountered fierce resistance from locals who see it as visual pollution. WCAI's Steve Young reports.
Protecting the environment is important for any area heavily dependent upon tourist dollars, but on Cape Cod and the nearby islands of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, it sometimes seems personal. This is a place where beachgoers often break into applause at the end of a spectacular sunset.
You get the jetty to the right, you get the coastline on the left, and if you look straight out, you can see one of the ferries coming in. Probably one of the prettiest things you'll ever see.
It's certainly personal for Rocco Colucci, a lifelong Cape Codder and co-owner of Colucci's Diner in Hyannis. As he stood on a Hyannis beach overlooking Nantucket Sound one recent afternoon, he pointed to where Cape Wind proposes to build its wind farm and pointed out why he thinks it would be a disaster.
This is how we make our living. This is the reason I make a living. It's because of this beach and the prettiness and the sanctuary that it gives people to come down to the Cape and visit. You take that away from them, they're not going to come.
Colucci believes that Cape Wind's 130 wind turbines, each 400 feet high, would despoil the coastal landscape he grew up with, and he has some lofty company. Not far from Colucci's diner is the Kennedy family compound. Senator Ted Kennedy strongly opposes Cape Wind, as does his nephew Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., arguably the country's most well-known environmental activist. In a recent interview with NPR's Diane Rehm, Kennedy, of the National Resources Defense Council, said that putting a wind farm in Nantucket Sound is like placing it in the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone National Park.
Americans need the wilderness experience, and for millions and millions of Americans every year all across New England, the place that they get it is in that piece of water.
But supporters of Cape Wind believe Kennedy is being the ultimate NIMBY, the acronym for Not in My Backyard, and that Cape Codders in general are suffering from a collective bout of NIMBYism. Seth Kaplan of the Conservation Law Foundation points out that Cape Wind will generate enough electricity to provide 75% of the Cape's power needs using clean, renewable energy.
Nobody is saying that there won't be a visual impact, you know, which is just a fancy way of saying that you'll be able to see it. But you need to strike a balance between impacts. We need to be honest about the need to protect our coastline, to protect the natural environment, and to protect the public health.
Kaplan and others argue that the need for wind farms to replace fossil fuel power plants and reduce global warming far outweighs whatever aesthetic concerns there might be over Cape Wind. The Army Corps of Engineers has ultimate authority to approve the wind farm. The Corps recently released a 4,000-page preliminary study that is generally favorable to Cape Wind. The study calls the proposal, quote, an example of how to achieve a significant reduction of greenhouse gases to help stem global warming. But at a recent public hearing on the Cape, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney called for the protection of the ocean view.
It is a heritage given to us by God. We may not, we cannot trash this extraordinary resource that the Cape enjoys. Thank you.
Seth Kaplan of the Conservation Law Foundation says it's ironic that opponents express concern about protecting the Cape's coastline, which he says would be the most affected if the sea level rises because of global warming.
If we're really serious about protecting these places, we need to get serious about renewable energy. And that means we must pragmatically look at what we have available to us now in order to reap the benefits of renewable energy.
Opponents point out that Cape Wind's actual effect on global warming will be minuscule. And they say that the Corps failed to measure the true visual and economic impacts of placing a project the size of Manhattan in an area so dependent upon tourism. For NPR News, I'm Steve Young on Cape Cod.